So let me just go through some code real quick. I'm not going to explain. I'm just give it to the matrix, and anybody who wants to ask what I mean, they can just ask the question. So I'm going to just start with the alphabet. So the alphabet actually tells the history of the world and what's going on. But anyway, A is the blood, B is a house, C is charity, D is the door, E is the spirit, F is man's number, G is it is finished, number 7, H is eternity, eternal. And each letter can have multiple meanings, but it just depends on the context. I is Jesus, J is Jesus, K is worship, L is God, M is water, N is the snake and the fish, O is the womb and the wind, P is the seed or the pie, Q is the sons of God, saints, in series after, in Q after. R is royalty, S is integrating, you back in, integration is also the snake on the cross, because ST is the snake on the cross, but S is integration, or integrating you back in, T is the cross, U is the dumb sheep, V is cut, or knife, or the dividing, division, W is body double, WX is take up your cross, Y is rising up on the pole, via the pole by faith, and Z is a weapon, it's a boomerang, and everything is returning back, the alpha and the omega, so Z returns back to source, so everything's from him, through him, and to him. So then you got something like AB is Abba Father, ABBA, CD is change directory, DC is direct current, TE is connect, TE is the cross and the spirit, that's how you connect, TE connectivity, just Google it, you'll see connect, it's a business, connect. It's a hologram, so every words are the hologram, so when you type in a word and letters in the in Google search, you're going to see actually what it means. If you type in TE in Google search, you're going to see a business called TE Connectivity. And actually, TE means to connect because it's the cross and the spirit. That's how you connect back to God. ET is extraterrestrial, outside of the terrestrial, the saints in heaven, the born-again saints, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, outside of the terrestrial. God is a spirit. DE is the Holy Spirit. ED is the Holy Spirit. What else? Let's see. Amos 3:33 is unity, oneness. Amos 3:3 is the operating system, which is union. Amos 3:3, how can two walk together except they be in agreement, right? So the OS is operating system. AM is the day. So what is the day? What is the operating system of the day, of the light? 33, CC. Union, together, back together, oneness, speaking of oneness, one is Neo is Noah of the eons, so it's the archetype of the eons, just do the anagram, Neo, one, the one is Neo, which is Noah, and Noah was a type and shadow of Christ, the eon of the eons. Neon lights. The lights are everywhere. The neon lights are shining about the Neo, or the eon archetype of the eons, the ages, the archetype of the ages of the eons. And so, no matter what you look at, DVD is you're moving from a divided mind till you get your identity back. The DVD disc, DIVID. And so, time travel is the letter E. On the opposite side of divide. The word divide points to the fact that Jesus had to split space-time, go through the cross, go back up, send back the Holy Spirit so you could get your identity, but you actually become a time traveler in his stead. You're actually in time. Everybody says, I want to be a time traveler. You already are. You want to escape time. Time means befallen. And so the whole system is a befallen broadcasting system. That's why it's called a broadcasting system. They're trying to turn you into a broad to broadcast you. And so the whole broadcasting system, Babylon, 666 cube flesh mind system, is trying to pull you down back to Babylon and to insanity and to abort you. See, the devil and his minions, they do abortion in the natural because they're trying to abort you spiritually. So everything in the spiritual points to a natural thing. And so if they hate you in the natural, it's because they hate you in the spiritual. And if they hate you in the spiritual, what are they trying to do? Steal your spirit and your soul and your will and your emotions and your intellect. They can't take your free will because it's unseen, right? They might control you in the natural. They might throw you in jail, cut your head off. They might put you in handcuffs, but they can't control you in the spirit. You're free. And so how can they control you in the spirit? They can only try to fool you and trick you, you know? But Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, and he already knew all this would happen. He knew about Jezebel. He knew about the legalists. He knew about the Freemasons. He knew about the Jesuits. He knew about all the stuff, all the magician priest class tricks. And he knew when he wrote the script, before he even went to the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation world, he knew that the devil wouldn't be able to figure out this mystery that is faith alone and Jesus alone. All the mysteries that the devil could figure out in Ezekiel 24, 28, somewhere he says, King of Tyre, you can solve all mysteries. And that's why he got pride. His pride went up. Apostle Paul went to the third heaven, and God gave him a thorn in the flesh to keep him from his pride, you know. And so when you solve a lot of mysteries, it can be a prideful thing. But by the grace of God, he'll humble you and keep you down in a humble state. And sometimes he'll put you in a situation that you have to be humble. Even though you can see through this whole thing, you still have to be down here in the middle of the insanity. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. It's just ridiculous. It's insane what this place is. When you see the cube and the 666 hive mind, the Borg, and the hive mind, the Gangstalking, the mind control, the MK Ultra, the Genesis 3 repeat, when you see it all, it's like it bombards you at times. It's like it about knocks you down. And it's like, Lord, take me out. And it's like, but don't take me out if I'm still got something to do. I need something to do. So he gives you something to do, and you're still down here in the middle of it, even though you're not of it. You're in it. You're not of it. You're still in it, though. You're not of it, but you're walking around in it. And sometimes you forget that you're not of it, and you kind of get emotionally attached to something down here, and you get confused and get emotional, and then you lose your equilibrium, and then you get your footing back, and you get your foundation back, and you get back to where you were. Once you see through it, don't last long. Once you lose your equilibrium a little bit, but you see the code or you see the truth, it don't last long, and you get back on track, you know. It's a trip. I mean, really, the sine wave, which is the sin wave, and which is the wave, the drama, the Draco Ma drama system, the machine is so powerful that you don't even know you're in a simulation. The machine is so powerful, you don't even know you're in a simulation most of your life. And most people go their whole life and don't realize it's a simulation. You don't even know that you can actually ride into the simulation with your thoughts, because your thoughts are eternal. Your thoughts are spirit. And the material realm is temporary. So the thoughts are higher. The thoughts that you have are going to be forever. And actually, Mother Earth is a copy machine, and every thought that you have, every action, whatever you're doing is being copied and repeated and it's a reproduction, and it's being repeated over and over and over. And once you set a stronger enough pattern, it can't stop. I'm getting gas. I'm getting ready to do some Uber runs, but I had to stop and get some gas, so I wanted to do this recording. So once you realize the Earth is a copy machine, and everything's being recorded. Everything you say, everything you think, your heart, your mind, your will, emotion, it's all recorded. It's all being written. It's already written, but you're being pushed into the proper mindset is really what it comes down to. What's really happening? God is using the simulation, the red versus the blue. to cut you, to turn you, to bring you back into union so that you can flow in the spirit walk. C-E, the letter C-E is agape spirit, which is the walk of the spirit. It's the spirit walk, walking in love. And so as you walk in the spirit, C-E, what's happening? You're in the flow. You're in tune with the universe. Universe is one turn. So if you understand that the universe is one turn, every moment of every day is one turn. That means time doesn't exist. Space doesn't exist. Everything's a projection from the cross. And so it's a fractal hologram. And so what you're doing there where you're at is happening 1,000 other places at the same time. And so when you vibrate at a higher vibration, you actually affect the fabric of space-time, and it vibrates all over the whole world. So even when you speak into the matrix, something that somebody's never thought about down here, and you reveal it, you're affecting everybody, and it's going to appear in the hologram, and it might appear in China, because the fabric of space-time are the saints. Because the word cloth or fabric goes back to cloth. Cloth goes back to clergy or clerical. And who are the clergy? The born-again saints. So the cloth, the fabric of space-time, is what? The clergy, the cloth, the saints, the called-out ones. And if everybody is their own little universe, a fractal universe, then there's no new thought. There's no thought that's hidden. There's no new game. There's no new anything. You already know they're trying to make you bitter and unforgiveness and upset you and hurt you and steal, kill, and destroy. But what it goes back to is, like I said, the will, the emotions, the intellect, the unseen, the spirit mind, they can't mess with that. Even though they can enslave you in the physical, but they can't take away your spirit, but they want you to give it away freely. So the whole game of the enemy is to for you to give away your inner person, your free will, your freedom, your independent thought, and all that stuff, your creativity, give it away to somebody else and to just get your affections set below instead of above. And so when they win, it's because they've tricked you with the outside, but the outside is just to repeat, but they cause so much drama on the outside that you don't even know that the drama is actually affecting your inside to give up your free will, your free choice, your independent thought, your creativity, or whatever. Your freedom inside is what it's about. And so they're doing a mind reverse psyop on you through the media, the TV, the news, and all the nation states, they're all connected. Why does every nation have a flag? Because they're all connected. It's all a big, fat joke. And so it's a simulation, and if you can see through it, read your Bible, read Psalms, read Proverbs, get in the Word, look for the patterns, understand the archetypes, the types and the shadows and the anti-types, and you can just start to step out of 3D and look at life from a 5D overarching pattern, and you can be free. Everything in front of you has a deeper meaning. And so if you look at a tree or a bush or a letter or a truck or a car or a building or a telephone pole or a transformer, there's a deeper meaning. There's an object lesson to every object. And so it's so bizarro land that it's once you see it, you can't go back. And once you see it, you want to wake people up. You want to shake them out of their slumber, because they're stuck in the Babylonian mindset and they can't escape it, you know? It's sad. I mean, it's really sad. It blows your mind. And you can tell people, say, hey, the outside never changes. So if the outside never changes, what's changing? You are on the inside. And you can tell some people, you think, well, they will never understand. You tell them and they get it. It's like, click, they get it. And you can tell some people, like a preacher who's been through Dallas Seminary, and you can tell him and show him, and he won't get, nothing clicks. He just don't get it because he's so brainwashed with his little cube box system that he's created or somebody else created for him that he can't see past his little box. He's stuck in a box, and it blows your ever-living mind how some people wake up and some people don't, and you're like, what's that about? when the Bible says set your affections above and not below, there's a reason for it. And if you have to say, what does that mean? What does that even mean? How can you set your affections above and not below? That means nothing down here should hold your affections. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's a powerful comment when you really break it down and say, well, how do you do that? How is that even possible? Because you have to realize this place is a simulation. Some of the people around you, because it's a hologram, it's a holographic story, some of these people around you are background people. They just show up on the scene because it's like a dream. They have to fill in the storyline of each day. They're background. They're not even... They might be human, but they're just fulfilling that storyline that was created the previous day. And sometimes you look and you say, what am I in? But see, and the only conclusion is everybody has their own little universe that God is, every born-again saint is a temple. Every born-again saint is a vessel, is a musical instrument. You're in a worship service. And so every person is a ship and you're in a holographic story. And what's happening around you, it looks like background people. It looks like NPCs. It looks like, but it's a reflection of what's happening on your inside that's playing out on the outside like a TV screen. So you're the star in the movie. And the movie is the movement of E. And what is the movement of E? The movement of the spirit. What is movement? Mental. So the movement or the movie or outside is the movement of E, your mind. So as your mind is moving, developing, growing, putting all the puzzle pieces together, the movie out in front of you is changing because it's a projection from the inside and it's playing outside. And the outside is actually a feedback loop also. It's part of the sanctification process. It feedbacks what's happening in your heart and your mind, and you get a feedback loop to help correct wrong thinking, correct your heart, to teach you to love people, agape love, and to teach you to respect people and to treat people the right way. So even if they are background people, those people, whether they're real or not, whether NPCs or not, they're human. You're being taught to treat those people like you wanted to be treated. Love your neighbors, love yourself. Treat the others the way you want to be treated. And so that's the royal law, really, to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And so that's part of the feedback loop to sanctify you and set you apart. And so you're actually, as you walk in this life, if you're in the flesh, you're going to have a flesh creature cut you. If you're walking in the spirit, you're going to have another spirit creature who walks in the spirit with you, and y'all can get along and walk together. You see what I'm saying? The spirit creature. The other spirit creature, they have their own little cube down here. They have their own little universe. They have their own little movie, but you interact with each other, and you both can build each other up and grow each other up. But in the flesh, if you're in the flesh, you're going to tear each other apart. But you get tired of tearing each other apart, because when you tear somebody apart, they tear you apart. And you get tired of that kind of life, and you start to move into the spirit walk by the power of the spirit. And then you can see clearly, and then you can walk in the spirit, and you're going to find people that resonate with you. Resonate is re-sun-ate. What is resonate? Re-sun, Jesus is the sun, eight, eat, eat. Eight, the letter H, eternal truth. You eat and you drink of the body and blood of Christ. So you start to resonate with source code, which is Jesus, the operating system, Logos, L-O-G-O-S. Lo and behold, L-O-G, it is finished, the operating system. Jesus, Logos, the operating system. Lo and behold, G, the operating system. It is finished. And so you start to resonate with the Logos mindset, the mind of Christ. And so everything starts to move smoothly, and people start to come into your world that are on your team and no longer your enemy. And you start to rub shoulders with people that think like you. And you meet up with people who can think with the mind of Christ and or the spirit mind instead of the flesh mind. And so it's happening. It's happening. I told you, it's kind of scary doing this because you know you're going to get some backlash, but that's all right. I've thrown it out there. I gave it to you. And so because I put this out in 20 minutes or almost 20 minutes or less, I put it out there. Now it's up to you to digest it. And if you have to listen to this 5-10 times or slow it down or whatever, that's fine. All you have to do is Google what I said, C-D-T-E-A. And you might say, well, what about the letters? Just type in the letter B in the Phoenician script, the letter C in the Hebrew script. The letter A goes back to the blood, to the bullock, the sacrifice. That's why A is the blood. Anyway, it's all a hologram. It's all a multiverse. Each person is a multiverse, and you're rubbing shoulders with each other to fine-tune yourself back to source, because all the puzzle pieces are here facing off with each other to turn you and to birth in the mind of Christ. That's what this whole thing's about.